And welcome to the 18th of November audio mo. Apologies for yesterday's sound, it wasn't great, but I was doing it in the evening in bed. So hopefully it's a bit better today. And this is a couple of stories from 6MinuteStory.com. And the first one has the opening line, Disco Ball Was Turning, which is the second time I've used it. And it's entitled, A Real Horror Story. The Disco Ball Was Turning. Just in case there were any senses left unassailed, it was supported by several lasers and flashing coloured lights. The year 1 to 5 annual children's Halloween party was, to a pagan, rather like finding yourself in a hall full of Jesus and Muhammads, running around with joke crosses and inflatable flashing Qurans, celebrating how fun the crucifixion is. Most of the parents, whom if they were seasoned veterans had preemptively dosed themselves with migraine pills already, had no real concern over whether the witches, ghosts, mummies and, for God's sake, Spider-Men and other assorted superheroes had anything to do with the pagan Samhain festival their offspring were ruthlessly raping to the distorted Ghostbusters theme. This particular pagan felt very alone and mortified, literally. And the second story today is, as the opening line, I held it at arm's length, and it's called At Death's Door. I held it at arm's length. Then I let the bell pull go, and somewhere deep within the old house a distant bell rang. The house had sinister rumours surrounding it. Some said it was Death's Door itself. When the aged man quietly answered some time later, he just chuckled at my Halloween costume. I've got a knock-knock joke for you, he sighed. Knock-knock. Who's there? Death. Death. It seems he doesn't like being disturbed, but does have a sense of humour. And that's your lot for tonight. I'm not feeling too well, so I'm going to make it a short one. Have a good audio mode.